Must I include these last few exchanges?
You don't have to do anything. Remember, in our relationship, you have no obligation, only opportunity. Is this not the opportunity for which you have waited all your life? Have you not devoted yourself to this mission and the proper preparation for it from the earliest moments of youth?
Yes.
Then do not what you are obliged to do, but what you have an opportunity to do. It's including this exchange. Why would you not? Think you that I want you to be a messenger in secret?
No, I suppose not.
It takes great courage to announce oneself as a man of God. You understand, the world will much more readily accept you as virtually anything else but a man of God, an actual messenger. Every one of my messengers has been defiled. Far from gaining glory, they've gained nothing but heartache. Are you willing? Does your heart ache to tell the truth about me? Are you willing to endure the ridicule of your fellow human being? Are you prepared to give up glory on earth for the greater glory of the soul fully realized?
You know, you're making this all sound suddenly pretty heavy, God.
You want I should kid you about it?
Well, we could lighten up just a little here.
Hey, I'm all for enlightenment. Why don't we start with a joke?
Good idea. You got one?
No, but you do. Tell the one about the little girl drawing a picture.
Oh, yes, that one. Okay, well, a mommy comes into the kitchen one day to find her little girl at the table, crayons everywhere, deeply concentrating on a freehand picture she is creating. "My, what are you so busy drawing?" the mommy asked. "It's a picture of God, mommy," the beautiful girl replied, eyes shining. "Oh, honey, that's so sweet," the mommy said, trying to be helpful. "But you know, no one really knows what God looks like." "Well," chirped the little girl, "if you'll just let me finish."
That's a beautiful little joke. You know what's most beautiful? The little girl never doubted that she knew exactly how to draw me.
Yes.
Now I'll tell you a story.
All right.
There once was a man who suddenly found himself spending hours each week working on a dialogue. Day after day, he would race to pad and pen, sometimes in the middle of the night, to capture each new inspiration. Finally, someone asked him what he was up to. "Oh," he replied, "I'm writing down a very long conversation I'm having with God." "That's very sweet," his friend indulged him. "But you know, no one really knows for sure what God would say." "Well," the man grinned, "if you'll just let me finish."